Okay, we have the schus of discussing Yeshayahu Perek Mem Hei, the 45th Perek here in Sefer Yeshayahu, and we continue where we ended off with in the previous Perek, where we alluded to Koresh, the Persian ruler who came onto the scene 160 plus years after Yeshayahu lived. But Yeshayahu Navi, way before he was born, prophesizes that Koresh is going to be the ruler and he's going to help Klal Yisrael rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So the first part of the Perek is about that. Then we get into other issues, some famous psukim in this Perek, as we will see. Ko Amar Hashem, says Hashem, L'mishicho l'koresh. Wow, Koresh is called Mishicho. So obviously you see from here that the word Mashiach does just not only means anointed one in the halachic sense of Malchus based David, but it just means appointed and designated one. L'mishicho l'koresh asher hechazakti bimino. I'm talking about Koresh that I have held his right hand, l'rad l'fanav goyim, to make goyim, to make other nations go down in front of him. U'masnei malachim afateach. The loins of other kings I will open for him. They'll all be victims. Liftoach lefan of delasai yemusharim lo yisagera. They'll open up his doors because he'll become up such a ruler. He'll defeat Bavel. Remember, we've already had in this sefer how Yeshayahu Navi already forecast the defeat of Bavel even before Bavel came onto the scene. We had a whole parak about the gaiva of Nebuchadnezzar, but here the nevua is how they will defeat Bavel. Ani lefanecha elech v'hadurim ayasher. I will go in front of you, and hadurim. Hadurim are crooked paths. What are crooked paths? What is meant? Says the Malbim. We're going to have a number of Malbims on this parak. Hadurim are, it used to be in the days of old that outside of cities they used to make paths getting to the city in all different directions in order to help protect the city. Darkam ayu lasum drachim amkumim lifnei amivtzar leval yuchal ha'oyev lakarev alashar v'yitzrichim lahakifosam v'ani ayasher et adurim ha'ila. Sometimes you see a log so you can't have like a kamikaze straight car going. So that's why often you have a long big curve right in front of the city. So I'm going to make those straight, says Yisha, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Koresh. Dal sos nechusha shaber, the metal doors, the copper doors, I'll break over v'richei v'arzal agadeya. V'nasati lecha otzros choshech u'matmunei mistarim. And I'll give you all the treasures that were in the dark. U'matmunei mistarim. And you, Koresh, will become so rich, you'll get all the treasures that were hidden by all your enemies. But they'll give it to you. L'manteida, so that you know, says the Malbim right now, that there are two purposes for all of this, that Koresh, you should know, and this was told to Koresh. Number one, Lamanteda ki ani Hashem hakorei b'shemcha elokei Yisrael, that I'm the one. It's not because you deserve it. It's not because you did mitzvos. I am the one that is calling to you your name 160 years before you were even born, Elokei Yisrael, the God of the Jews. Number one. And that's what the Radak says. The Radak says that Koresh got that message, unlike his predecessors. Says the Radak, Ulvisha Malachim Asher lefanav hitga'u, v'lo hikiru akel, ad sheshalach yado behem. The earlier kings were arrogant and they did not recognize until they were punished. Kimo, he quotes the two examples that we've discussed already in this Sefer numerous times. Melech Ashur, Sancherev, and Nebuchadnezzar, who said back in Perek Yudalit, Ele albama se'av adamel elyon. Nebuchadnezzar was a balgaiva, leficha, chizbonin koresh ba'atzmo. Koresh thought to himself, v'ra'ash arishonim shenizga'u naflu b'yad akel. Hikir b'kiyakoach lakel v'yada kiyado akol. He believed that Hashem is the Magbiyah and Hashem is the Mashpil. That was purpose number one, explains the Malbim. Laman Teda ki ani Hashem. Number two, Pasuk Dalet, Laman Avdi Yaakov, v'Yisrael Bechiri, because I have the special relationship with the Jewish people, and my Avadim Yaakov. Ve'ekra lecha b'shmecha achancha v'lo yidatani. And again, I will call you in your name, I will label you, your name, that way before you were born, even though you don't know me. Ani Hashem ve'ein od, zulasi ein Elokim. No, there is no one beside me. A'azercha v'lo yidatani. Rashi says this is a little bit of a tochacha, a little bit of what Koresh did not do correctly. Hashem told Koresh to build the Beis HaMikdash. Remember at the end of the previous parak, Leimar li Yerushalayim tibaneh, ve'echal tivaseid. Say to Yerushalayim, it shall be built. So, says Rashi, maybe Koresh could have done more than just say, you can go build it. Maybe he should have taken part in it. Lo asita ritzoni, ki ani amarti hu yivne iri, v'hu kshamad amar mibachem mikolamo, rishus natam lehem lelech v'chol ha-torach, porek me'al tzavaro. So maybe that's a little comment that he didn't fulfill totally what he was supposed to do. But we continue, Laman Yedu, and not only this, if you follow the Malbim, not only was it for Koresh and for the love of the Jews, but that everyone else should know that this Nevuah that takes place so many centuries before, it then comes true. they'll realize. Laman yedu mimizach shemesh u'mimarava, from east to west, ki efes biladai, ani Hashem einod, everyone will realize there's nobody besides me. And here we have a very important pasuk. Yotzer ar revorech oshech, we say it every morning in the bracha before brachas kriyashma. Yotzer ar, Hashem created light, uvorech oshech and darkness. Oseh shalom, uvorei es, hara, there's no s, uvorei ra, and created evil. Ani Hashem oseh kol eila. I am Hashem who does all these things. So let's talk about a few points that we could get into here. First of all, there is a Lumdish discussion that's had by philosophers and by Lumdis, and that is, the Radak points it out here. Is darkness just the absence of light, or is darkness a real creation? From this pasuk, it sounds like it's a real creation. Yotzer ar ubore choshech. Says the Gra, the one in the Oris HaGra says, there's an even different word used, because bore, that's yesh me'ayin. We had that Ramban recently. Bore and Yotzer. Hashem created everything yesh me'ayin, some type of matter, and then from that matter he created everything else. That's Yotzer. Bore is step one, Yotzer is step two. Bore Choshech, says the Grub, that when Hashem originally created the world, he created it all as darkness. An unbelievably deep darkness that we cannot fathom. That is when Hashem created the world, and that's why even though you have all the stars and the sun at night, when the sun moves away, right, the sky is black. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this ultimate strong darkness that exists. That's the Borei. Then Hashem tempered the darkness with Yitzira Sa'or, with sun, with stars, with Vechulu. But certain darkness is for sure created. That is the Gra. But even before the Gra, we could already start. What's quoted in this sugya is the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Bo, we're on the Makkah of Choshech, where the Ramban says, maybe in general, Choshech is just the absence of darkness, but not that darkness. Makas choshech. Ki lo haya ha-choshech hazeh afisas or Hashem es sheba shemisham v'haya kamo laila. It wasn't that, which is usually the absence. Aval haya choshech afela. It was like a thick fog. Klomer eid av ma'od sheyerid men ha-shamayim. Ki alkein amar neteyes yotchal ha-shamayim. Lo horid misham. Moshe brought down chashicha gedolo nofeles aleihem. V'isa mechabe kol ner. It extinguished every candle kasher b'chol ha-chafiros ha-amukos, like in deep caves. U'b'chol mekomas ha-choshech ha-atzum. Lo yizkayim aner. Ki ha-yashli ha-choshech lo afisas ar hayom belvad. That is the Ramban. V'itachein, he says, and this is what maybe you see when you go out into the sea. You get into a thick fog, you can't even see your hand in front of you, like the, he quotes the Ebenezer writes about the Yam Okeanos. Okay, but that is the, a creation. Right? There are Gemaras about this. Gemara, the first Daf of Psachim, also seems to discuss this, but that's Yotzer Ar Uvore Choshech. What is the emphasis, though, of this Pasuk? Or Choshech, Shalom, Ra, and Hani Hashem Osei Kol Eileh. The Radak quotes it in short from Rav Sadia Gaon, but the Malbim expands upon it, as many others do. There was a belief then, in the times of Yeshayahu, and even before, by Schwab, also discusses this. He says, a far eastern philosopher by the name of Zarathustra, or Zoroaster, as the Greeks called him, postulated a dualistic religious system, and he reduced all of the gods they believed in the early civilizations to two gods, the god of light and the god of darkness. The Malbim as well says, here, that is what this pasuk is referring to. He says, Bein am paras hispashta ba'esa hi emunas ha-shnios. That's what it's called in the Mefarshim. It's the emuna of shnios. Shehayu omrim, shenimsa la'olam shtei haschalos. There are two sources of power in the world. There is the source that's light and existent and good, and there's darkness, cursed, lacking, bad. All of those go together. They're constantly in fight. Constantly fighting these two powers. Ultimately, Ar is going to defeat Choshech. Ubale hadeya hazos hayu omrim. Shachoshech v'hamavis v'hivaron eino heder rakinyan. It's a creation. It's not just a lack. Ha'or v'choshechim shnei yanim misnagdim kmo akar v'chom. And it was kashet to them to assume that opposites could come from the same source. That's what Yeshayahu Navi is emphasizing here. He's saying everything is from one source. Ra and Tov and Shalom and Choshech. Ani Hashem Osei Kol Eile. Says the Malbim. Anachnu Ma'aminim. No more L'schalom Eile. Harav Atov. Ha'or V'Choshech. Ha'chaim V'Mavis. Einom Kinyanim Misnagdim. Ha'choshech V'Mavis Hara. Heim Rak Shlilos. Ha'or V'Chaim V'Atov. It's how we react from Hashem. Yipi Elyon Loteitzei Haros V'Hatov. That's the emphasis. And maybe that's why we change the pasuk, Osa Shalom Avari Es Hakol, right? We quote, we kind of mix up the last words of the pasuk. We start off in the bracha, Yosar Avari Choshech, Osa Shalom Avari, we skip Ra, and we change it to a word that captures the entire end of the pasuk, Osa Kol Eila. Maybe this is also connected to, the point has been made before, the sugya in Arvei Pesachim about Zugos. The ideas of not always having things in pairs, right? How could we have four kosos if it's an even number? So what's the isser of zugos, of having twos, cooking two eggs, and everything twos, drinking two cups of wine? So the Rabbeinu Bachai in his Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba says it's exactly this point, to be marchik the idea of shnios. V'yotamachel archokas ha-shnios, I'm reading it from the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Tav, Pei Zayin. Even food and drink. And not focusing on shnios, we will ultimately be able to focus in all areas of our life. And he continues, and he says that's what's meant. The Gemara says, if you don't worry about it, you don't have to worry about it. But the sugyas are there, and the message of the sugyas could be these ideas, again, anti-shnios belief. The Nesiva Shalom, also the Slonim Rebbe in Dvarim, also talks about this pasuk on page Mem in Parshas Vayeschanan, where he talks about is Ra a Bria? So he says, Borei Ra, what is Ra? He quotes, Kolinyan Borias Rahu al Derech Heder Shekoda Matzmicha. All Ra always symbolizes destruction and darkness before completion. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voker, like a seed totally disintegrates before it grows. Bereshis, in that word, all Dalet Golios are alluded to, or in the following pasuk, we know the medrash on that pasuk, all the galios, the beginning of time, because the beginning of time, the galios all lead up to Bereshis, all lead up to a creation. Unbelievable. Okay, so that's the pasuk. We continue now. That's the end of the section of Koresh. Now we continue where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets back to talking about Mashiach and anti Avodah Zarah. Harifu Hashemayimi Ma'al Shchakim Yizlut Tzedek. The heavens and the upper worlds will drip down righteousness. Tiftach Eretz V'Yifra Resha. The land will open up and bring forth its plenty. Utztaka Tatzmiach Yachad Ani Hashem Berativ. I created all of it. The Gemara Tainis Dav Zayin Darshins on this pasuk that rain is like Bria Shemayim V'Aretz, because we're talking about things dripping down from heaven, and then it says Ani Hashem Berativ. Hoy, woe is to you, Ravas Yotzro, who tries to argue with his creator. Cheres Escharsi Adama. Pashas is talking about Ovdi Avodah Zarah. The Radaktis is talking about Balshitzar, who used the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, surprisingly, says he's talking about Chabakuk. Chabakuk, who in his Nevuah is wondering, why does Nebuchadnezzar, why is he able to rule so long? Rashi quotes the Psukim in the beginning of Chabakuk. He's upset. He's fighting for Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, I have a plan. Hi, Ravis Yitzro Tro, Cheres Eschharsi Adama. Hayomer Chomer Li Yitzro Matase. Will the clay say to the one who creates it, what are you doing? Right? All these things are created and not creators, as we learned in the last parak. Hoy Omer La'av Matolid, Uli'isha Matchilim. It's like saying to your parents, you know, what are you doing? What do you do? What does that mean? Says the Mesudas Dovin. Right? Say to your parents, why do you give birth? What, it's going to be, people are going to die eventually. What's the purpose of giving birth? So too, Balshitzer said, well, what was the purpose, according to the Radak, and the Mesudas Dovin here quotes it. What was the purpose of sending these Kalim to Galus? It must be to use them. It must be they're never going back. But ultimately, really, questioning our parents like that is like questioning God, and that is why we, Hashem is having that comparison. Komar Hashem, Kadosh Yisrael, and Hashem continues describing his, capital H, uniqueness. The Yotzro, Ha'os Yos Shaluni, Abanev Apol Yadai Titzuni. Question exactly what this pasuk means, but one could understand it as, do you have a better plan than me? Ask me questions. I have a Lasilavo, every single thing that I've said has come true. Anochi asisi aretz, va'adam alei barasi, I created the earth, I created man. Ani adai natu shamayim, and heavens. Anochi harotia betzedek, I awoke him. Talking about Koresh again. V'chol derechav hayasher, hu yivne iri, v'galusi yishaleach, he'll build the city. He'll send into Galus, he'll send the Jews back from their Galus, lo b'mechir v'lo b'shochah, but not for any money. He'll do it because he's heard this nevuah, and he was showed this nevuah, and that's why he's going to do it. The rest of the next section, Rashi and most Mefarshim assume, is we're going back in time. We're going back to the days of Sancheriv, because that's the names that are used. The Geula that happens. Ko amar Hashem, Yigia Mitzrayim uschar Kush usvayim anshi mida. Alayich yavoru, the treasures of Mitzrayim and Kush and Svayim, which were all conquered by Sancheriv before he gave the Yerushalayim and left all the spoils, all of that is going to go to you. V'lachiyu, acharayach yelechu bazikim yavoru. And afterwards they'll come, those who are taken as captives, veilayich ishtachavu, eilayich yispalu, they'll come to you, ach bach kel, veinon efes elokim. Just like, again, it could be a comparison, I'm talking about all the geulas, this happened already, this is going to happen, this is in the future going to happen. You might not see it right now, because, pasuk tezvav, achein ata kel mistater, Hashem is hidden. Or Schwab writes, even in the story we're talking about, right, Koresh gave their permission to start building the base of Mikdash, they did, and then it stopped for 14 years, while the whole Purim story happened, the Hester Punim. See, even in this story, the Kelma stopped there, but we know there's a goal, we know there's a plan. Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, Bo Shu V'gam Nichlamu Kulam, they're all going to be embarrassed. Klima is even worse than embarrassment, the Radak says. Yachtov Kolchu B'klima Charashet Sirim, all these who, the carpenters who make all of these idols are going to be embarrassed and shamed. Yisrael no Shabbat Shem Teshuas Olamin, but Yisrael needs to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who saves eternally. Lo Sevoshe V'lo Shikolmu Ad Ol Me'ad. We say this even in davening. They'll never be embarrassed if they focused on Hashem. Ki Ko Amar Hashem, another important pasuk. Ko Amar Hashem, Hashem says, Borei Hashamayim Hu Elokim, Yotzer Haaretz V'osa Hu Chonina. Hashem is the one that did all of creation. The Radak says the next section is also anti-Avodah Zarah. It's all about the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim, though, here has a Dover Nifla. The Malbim says that the next couple of psukim are all about realizing and proving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world and being Mechazik Ar Emuna, says the Malbim. Says the Malbim, let me just find the Malbim. Maybe Shlosha Rayos Al Sheyesh Levtoch Bashem Hagam Shu Kel Mistater. He's Kel Mistater, but realize, number one, what is Pasuk Yud Ches? Hashem created the world. If you think about it, says the Malbim, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Once the heavens were created, it never changed. The heavens are the heavens. The earth went through a lot of process. The earth was dark and was covered with land, covered with water, and then there was land, and then there was vegetation, and then there were animals, and then there were people. Why did Hashem do that? Why did he leave the Shemayim as is? And the Aretz, he created, Yot Borei HaShemayim, that's it. And then Yotzer HaAretz, Osa, Konina, all the different stages the Malbim goes through. Number one, that shows because Hashem loves us, Hashem wants the world for us. Number one. Number two, second Raya. We'll skip the second half of Pasuk Yud Ches for a second. Lo B'Seiser Dibarti. What is this? Explains the Radak, explain all the Mefarshim. We are the only religion that started in public, in front of millions of people. The other religions of the world, they started with a private person. I had a vision. It's not provable. But, lo b'seiser divarti, Hashem did not speak to us in private at Matan Torah. Bimkom eretz choshech. Lo amarti, right, it wasn't in a dark place. Number two, Raya, that we have to believe. Number three, lo amarti lezer Yaakov to bakshuni. I didn't tell them, I didn't demand from them to do foolishness for me. Mitzvos. Mitzvos all have an inner logic. Mitzvos are all at Sarif as Abrios. That's the third proof. Look at the instruction manual that I've given you, says the Malbim, and you'll realize how amazing the purpose of life is. Says the Malbim, those are the three proofs for Emunah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's go back though to Pasuk Yud Ches, because the second half of the Pasuk is somewhat well known. The Pasuk says, Hashem created the world. Lo tohu bara'a l'sheves yitzara. I did not create the world to be desolate, but to be populated. Ani Hashem ve'einod. So this, L'Sheves Yitzara, we know, is the source in Chazal for the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, besides Puravu. Puravu is to have a boy and a girl. L'Oso Bara L'Sheves Yitzara is mentioned by Chazal as being the source for having even more children, as many children as one could have that Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses them with. Right? That's the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, where the Mishnah talks about the case where there's somebody who's Chati Eved, Chati Ben Chorin, and the Mishnah says that ultimately he has to be freed. Even Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, he has to be freed. Why? Because if he's not freed, he can't get married, he can't have children. What's so bad? What's so bad? He won't have children? No! The world was created for children. What's the pasuk quoted there in Gittin? Daf Mem Aleph, Lo Sohu Bara, Lo Sheves Yitzara. Tosfos discusses there, why don't we quote the pasuk Puravu? Why do we quote the pasuk of Lashavas Yitzara? We've quoted Rabbi Yosef Engel often on that Tosfos in the Lech HaTov. But either way, there you see Lato Bara. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this on the mitzvah Puravu. Mishar She Mitzvah Zu. What's the shorish of the mitzvah? Mitzvah number one. Kedesha Yeha Olam Yushav. So the world is populated. Shashem Baruch Hu Chafetz B'Yushuvo. Hashem wants the world to be populated. Kedir Siv. Lo sohu bara la sheves yitzara. Vehi mitzvah gedola. Shebisibasa miskayemes kala mitzvah sheba olam. Through this mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of the world can be fulfilled. Kilav ne adam nitnu velo lamalachei asharis. That's lo sohu bara la sheves yitzara right here in Yeshayahu Mem Hei. Mem Hei, gotta figure out a way to remember that. What is the purpose of the world? La sheves yitzara to build a family. Continuing, ani Hashem, pasuk yutez dover tzedek. I am Hashem who always speaks righteousness, Magid Mesharim, the one who speaks straight. Right, that's the name of the sefer the Beis Yosef wrote from the visions that he had. He kavsu vavo his naksu yachta. Now the Navi gets back. Everybody come together, all of you nations. Plita yagoyim lo yadu. These psukim towards the end of this parak also form the basis for parts of Aleinu. You don't know, lo yadu anosim etzeis pislam. The people who carry their wood don't realize. Umis palalim el el lo yoshia. They realize, they dive into a God that doesn't save them. El el lo yoshia, we know famously that line was taken out of Aleinu by the Christian censors because they assumed that that was a reference to Yeshu, to their God, and we're calling him, lo yoshia. But either way, it's alluded to, prophesized. This is hundreds of years before Christianity started, and it's based on this pasuk. But either way, it was taken out and then put back in. It obviously fits in. Rav Schwab writes that he remembers that in Frankfurt, Aleinu was said quietly and unofficially, and no Kaddish was said afterwards, so that if there were troublemakers present, they would not focus on it. In fact, many people would skip it altogether and began to leave shul while others would quietly be reciting it. We know this. Aleinu is unbelievably powerful. Hashem and Hamlai Shalom, listen to Aleinu. Aleinu has special powers. But either way, this pasuk was edited out for hundreds of years, and then now we have it back in. And then we continue. Pasuk Chabes, Pnuei Laivi Yivashu Galafsi Aretz, turn to me. Ki Ani Kelve Einod, Bi Nishpati, I swear, says Hashem. Yatsami Pit Stadik Davar Velo Yashuv, has anything come out of my mouth, so to speak, Kavi Yachol, and hasn't come true? Ki Li Tichra Kolberach Tishava Kol Lashon. Again, a line that we put into Aleinu. We daven for the day that in the future, when every knee and every tongue will be towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and then, last pasuk, Bashem Yitzdeku V'Yishallelu Kol Zera Yisrael. We will be able to have protection and have allegiance, and the whole world will allow us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Perek Mem Hei with a couple of famous psukim along the way.